WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Matt Piper. The Speaker of the House says a vote may come late tonight or in the morning on President Trump's massive budget bill. Trump has spent the last 2 days meeting with Republican holdouts to get them to vote yes on it. CBS's Nicole Killian.
Members of the House Freedom Caucus said that they did accept a proposal from the White House, not only around changes for Medicaid, but also in terms of some of the changes they're seeking in terms of rolling back some of these green energy tax subsidies under the Biden administration and the Inflation Reduction Act.
Christina Quintero is a Medicaid recipient who was on Capitol Hill to push against cuts to that program.
Our families are not waste. Our families are not committing fraud. We rely on those doctor's visits, on those therapists, on the psychologists to help us regulate anger issues that my child has.
The Justice Department has moved to drop police reform efforts in both Minneapolis and Louisville. It involves lawsuits and investigations launched during former President Joe Biden's administration. Correspondent Scott McFarland.
They are standing down from this. They're disentangling themselves from oversight of police departments, arguing it's micromanaging and that it's an overreach and that control should be local.
Tornado sirens that should have gone off in Missouri last week never did.
When the storms arrived, the city's emergency management staff was away from its office where the siren activation button is. Commissioner Sarah Russell called the fire department.
Okay, you got the siren. Yes, ma'am. All right, thank you so much.
Mayor Kara Spencer says that wasn't good enough.
There was a breakdown in communication. The directive to activate the sirens was not clear.
And a test yesterday showed the fire department's siren wouldn't have worked anyway. Spencer says that's been fixed, and Russell has been placed on paid leave. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
The National Transportation Safety Board is looking into a hidden danger on the highways, a nationwide shortage of parking spaces for large trucks. In several states, CBS News found big rigs parked on freeway and rest stop shoulders and crowding roads leading into rest stops that were already full of parked trucks. CBS's Chris Van Cleef.
The drivers complain that they can't find parking reliably. You know, the trucking association says for every 11 trucks on the road, there's one parking place. And many cities have cracked down on big rigs parking on side streets and things.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander has won the NBA's 2024-25 MVP award. It's been a long time coming, says Ernie Johnson with TNT Sports.
He's finished fifth in the voting. He has finished second in the voting last year, and this year, he's the MVP.
The 26-year-old won the award with one of the best guard seasons in NBA history with the Oklahoma Thunder. This is CBS News.
Progressive Insurance. Progressive can protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, RV, and more. In short, a lot of things. Bundle today at progressive.com.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The tush push stays. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Eagles power play, the tush push, will not be banned. The vote was 22-10, two votes shy of the 24 required to ban the play. The meeting got tense. Eagles owner Jeff Lurie yelling at times in defense of the play. Former center Jason Kelce spoke as well, and a report says it was not the Packers' idea to ban the tush push. Instead, the league had asked Green Bay to introduce the measure. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur, interviewed on the FanDuel Network, asked, can Jaire Alexander still be a Pro Bowl defensive back?
Yeah, Ja's a great player. Unfortunately, he's been kind of snake bit the last couple of years, and he's missed a lot of time. And so it's hard to play up to your potential when you're not on the grass. I would say, yeah, I think that's just something that we're working through, and, you know, hopefully we'll have some resolution sooner than later.
Baseball, the Brewers and Pirates scheduled for tonight, but showers in the forecast for Pittsburgh. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some showers in the overnight, light north winds, and morning lows in the mid-40s. Some of those showers lingering into early Thursday, otherwise mostly cloudy skies with highs in the mid-50s. Will be completely dry Friday, mostly sunny, once again, mid-50s. Right now, it's 45 degrees.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, habeas corpus. Jim Santel will explain why that's important. We'll also talk all things sports and learn about the weekend weather. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Because probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation. 540 WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and Callan Butenoff coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up at the very end of this hour, we will wrap up the show as we always do with this shouldn't be a thing. Today, it is the Tono edition. There's a video element that's worth
Tono.
There's a video element that we will include in the show notes that you can take a look at a little bit later on. And as always, if you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. JaneSays. janesays@civicmedia.us. We had intended to talk to Kathy Giorgio, who is an author and native of Waukesha. She's
alumni of North High School.
North High School. She was on their alumni hall of, you know, wall of fame.
Yep.
Got a star. Unfortunately, they don't carry her book.
They've banned it.
They've banned her book. Yep. And we had intended to talk to Kathy right now. Unfortunately, she's under the weather and was unable to join us today. We will reschedule that. Mm-hmm. And talk to Kathy Giorgio, hopefully in the next couple of weeks. So that just to give you a little heads up, we had Jules on the live stream. He asked about that. So that is why we have switched gears just a little bit. Wanted to talk about this. It seems important to me that our government officials understand some basics about, I don't know, the U.S. Constitution.
And we're talking like the basics you would learn in like a seventh grade civics class.
Pretty much.
And I want to be funny about this, but we're dead serious. We need you to know these things.
Just the basics.
Yes.
The basic building blocks of our Constitution seems like that would be important.
Yeah.
Maybe not so much for Homeland Security Director Kristi Noem. She appeared yesterday before the governmental, the Department of Homeland Security's budget. She was there to talk about the budget, and she was asked to define habeas corpus.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you listen to us with any regularity, we had Jim Santel, who hosts Amicus, a law review Saturdays across the network from 9 to 11. He is an attorney.
Yeah.
He is a former U.S. attorney, and we talked about this with him last week.
Yes.
Or the week before, about what is habeas corpus. Here is Kristi Noem's explanation when she was asked to explain habeas corpus. Calvin, can you play that clip, please?
So, Secretary Noem, what is habeas corpus?
Well, habeas corpus is a constitutional right that the president has to be able to remove people from this country.
That's incorrect. Habeas corpus is the legal principle that requires that the government provide a public reason for detaining and imprisoning people. If not for that protection, the government could simply arrest people, including American citizens, and hold them indefinitely for no reason. Habeas corpus is the foundational right that separates free societies like America from police states like North Korea. As a senator from the Live Free or Die state, this matters a lot to me and my constituents and to all Americans.
Yeah, habeas corpus is not a constitutional right that the president can just throw people out of the country. That's not what it is.
That's not even an interpretation of it either. Like, and she does, they all, first of all, they all do this thing, Jane, where I ask you, ask me what habeas corpus is.
Greg, can you explain habeas corpus?
Habeas corpus is when the president can throw people out of the country, whether they like it or not. It's his constitution. And you start
that's
to...
That's not
no,
what
No, see
it
what
means.
Happened is, and then they start, she keeps talking. And that thing of like, if I keep talking, I'm going to be right, and they'll stop talking, and I'm right, and you're wrong. And you just, she has never looked good. Like, as a politician, ever since
the whole dog incident, the shooting of the dog
in her autobiography, and there was talks of her just possibly being the vice president, and then after that, and she got this job, she's taking selfies in front of jail cells in El Salvador, and now she's sitting here saying that habeas corpus is for the president to throw people out of the country.
Yeah, no.
You sound so dumb.
But she's saying what she has to please the one person that they all need to please, which is Donald Trump.
I guess you're right. I know. But like, politicians at their core are driven by ego. You have to have an ego. And I mean that actually in the most positive way. Like, you have to have a big sense of yourself to run for offices that big and say, I'm the one who can take you to the best place possible. It's amazing how they will just shatter their own ego to serve this man who would throw you out of a car as soon as look at you if you don't serve his purposes. It makes no sense to me. And you're doing nothing for your future. You are just, you're a joke on late night. Your frustration from the people. And we're talking about it right now.
855-752-4842. If you would like to join the conversation, 855-75-CIVIC. You can also leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Steve from Milwaukee texting in, I cannot believe we're talking about habeas corpus. This is scary. It is.
And let us reiterate something that we talked to with Judge Paul
Michelle,
as well as with Jim. That rhymes. That there is no such thing as some habeas corpus. There's no, hey, we're going to get rid of some habeas corpus.
We're going to keep the habeas and throw out the corpus.
Yeah. Hey, are you an American who was born here? Your habeas corpus is as habeas as ever been corpus. No, you get rid of habeas corpus, it's gone for everyone. That covers everyone, not citizens. Not, it's all people in this country.
All of us.
You get rid of it, there's no reason why they can't just pick you up on the street. And I know this sounds real dystopian, but it's true because this happens in other countries. You disagree with your leader. Let's say you're wearing a t-shirt that says, I voted for Kamala, don't blame me. And they're like, hey, you don't belong in this country anymore because we don't think you fit the American dream.
You're a traitor.
Yep. So don't be fooled. And if anyone says some or it's only for certain people, no. There's either habeas corpus or no habeas corpus. There is no middle ground, period.
855-752-4842. Jean from Eau Claire joining us on the line. Good morning, Jean. Thank you for calling in. What do you want to say?
Well, thank you guys for the great show this morning. I just love it. I mean, I watch those hearings, and if you don't want to be shaking in your boots, don't look. But that woman was unbelievable, and the senator was very straightforward. She wasn't rude or anything. This woman has no idea what she's doing, in my personal biased opinion. And in addition to that, RFK, he was...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And then the other ones, hey, people, you got to get out there and vote and get these people out of here. And I want to say one quick thing about the state of Wisconsin. This type of behavior that these Republicans are demonstrating came on strong during the Scott Walker reign of terror in our state. And I'll tell you something. Everybody keep voting the way that you do because we've moved it a little bit. But, you know, these people that did this in the state of Wisconsin. Some of them are still there, and then we got new ones that are worse that are Republican. I'm sorry to say it, but it's a fact because I've watched live, and I can't believe it. And anyway, they moved up to the federal level, and we have to get those people out because they are not voting for anything for our state or anything for the people. I just can't believe it, you guys. So keep up the great coverage because, I mean, we all need to stick together to fight this stuff, and we can do it. So thank you very much, guys. Keep up the great work.
Thank you so much, Jean. Really appreciate it. Thank you for listening. Yeah, it's knowledge is power.
Knowledge is power, and you need to share what you know. And I know that if there are people who don't agree with this, you're probably going to laugh when I say this, but this is not about Democrat and Republican right now. This is, if I say us and them, I'm talking about us as in regular American folks who go to work, pay their taxes, want to live a good life, make sure their kids or their family has better than they did. Like that simple American dream that we thought that was a good idea.
Yeah.
The them are the ones who have all the money, who want more of all the money, and will do everything they can to dismantle our way of government to get it that way. We need to organize. We need to get together. We need to talk, and we need to vote. And you need to, and we talked about this with Senator Hesselbein as well. You want to get in the ear of your elected officials? You go to myvote.wi.gov,
yep,
and you put in your information. It will tell you everyone from the president to if you have a dog catcher, and it will have their phone number, and you contact them and you tell them respectfully how you feel about what is going on right now, because that's how you move the needle as well.
They need to know.
They need to know.
They need to hear from us. Yeah. I'm sorry, because if they don't, I think the assumption is, well, then I'm doing what my constituents want.
Yeah. I haven't heard anything.
Exactly. Nobody's complaining.
No one told me to stop gutting the budget, so I figure I'm doing a good job. Right. So, yeah, Gene is absolutely right. We can sit here and we can get we're worried, we're scared, but that's when we need to work, and that's when action needs to happen.
Can't give up.
Nope.
Can't give up.
Nope.
One other thing that I just wanted to share, again, you know, we got to cut Medicaid. We need to cut all, you know, that because we have money problems.
SNAP,
we got to get rid of SNAP, and we got to, you know, all those little grifting children who are getting free lunches. But Kristi Noem needs a plane. She needs only $50 million to buy a new long-range Gulfstream jet to replace the one that she's using right now.
When did they get their last plane? Like 1970, 1990? Is it old with like...
I believe this is 10 years old. I may be wrong on that.
So when we did our story last week about the $400 million plane from Qatar, we talked about the fact that they are flying the president around in planes that are 30, 35 years old. So let me get this straight. The Secretary of Homeland Security needs a $50 million plane because the 10-year-old version,
it's not as good as it could be.
It's not as luxury.
Well, and then when we're talking about spending money, you know, this is money really well spent. Of course, Donald Trump, his birthday coincides with the Army's 250th anniversary on June 14th. So he wants a parade. Of course he does.
I've wanted a parade since I was a child.
$45 million, Greg. It's only $45 million. I've heard everything up to $45 to $92 million. Dollars. Money well spent. Money well spent when we have, you know, again, cut Medicaid, cut SNAP. Let's cut the VA. Derek Van Orden's big behind that.
Yeah.
But let's spend $45 million so our troops can salute Donald Trump. That's a good, good use of our money, you guys.
Once again, folks, make it make sense. Tell us how we're wrong. Tell us why a military parade is how about this? How will a military parade make you feel more like an American? That's what I want to know.
Won't you be proud?
Won't you be prouder?
Bill from Oconomowoc on the line. Good morning, Bill. Thanks for joining us. We got about a minute and a half. Bill, go ahead.
How long do you think it'll take? You know, the media is so involved with what's going on. How long will it be before the media capitalizes, because this is just going to send ratings through the ceiling, on national debates, local debates, city debates, where both sides go head-to-head in the debate? I love to debate those guys. Dan O'Donnell won't allow me even on his radio station anymore. He's too terrified of what I'm going to say. They're hard-hitting questions. He struggles with them. But it's just a matter of time, correct me if I'm wrong, before that goes media. What do you think, Colt?
It's going to be interesting to watch, Bill.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting to watch. But as far as that debate goes, all they're going to do is talk over you anyway.
They're just going to
RFK thing. We'll talk about that next.
Yeah.
Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay close.
You're listening to 540 WAUK, Waukesha's home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
The announcement by Republicans that they are removing 612 items from Governor Evers' proposed budget. Free school breakfast and lunches, extra money for PFAS monitoring. We've only scratched the surface of some 600 ideas investing in education, protecting consumers, and every one of those things is going to be taken out this week when Republicans meet to form their own budget.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses. For free, find a mentor today at score.org.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on waukradio.com/contest-terms. As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning and welcome back to Matt Nair on Air, Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calvinator on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. This Friday, we have got your baseball tickets. You want to be listening for the keyword, starting with Pat Kreitlow. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow from 6 to 9,
mm-hmm.
Then our show from 9 to 11, Tom Hartman 11 to 2, Todd from 2 to 4, and Maggie Dawn from 4 to 6. All of us this Friday will have a different keyword for you to text in via the Civic Media app. It's a statewide text and win contest for a 4-pack of tickets to see our Milwaukee Brewers. So make sure, really all you have to do is make sure you have a Civic Media app.
Mm-hmm.
Go to wherever you get your apps. It's completely free. Download it. And then you'll be ready for Friday.
That'd be great. And if you win the tickets and you go, take pictures. Send it to us.
Text.
We'd love to see you having a good time at a Brewers game, because God knows I have yet to get to one, Jane.
I'm surprised.
I know. It's just been a busy, busy time for busy Greg.
Gotta fit it in. Before we went to break, we were talking about Kristi Noem appearing yesterday. Yeah, she doesn't know what habeas corpus is. Actually, I think she does know what habeas corpus means. She just needs to give the right answer for the audience of one for whom she is performing, essentially. But there was another really just Looney Tune exchange between Senator Patty Murray, Democrat from Washington State, and Bob Jr., Robert Kennedy Jr., who was testifying yesterday before. Patty Murray is on the, she's the vice chair of the Senate Appropriations Committee. So they hand out the money.
Yes.
They need to know where the money is going.
Yep. And as we've seen with Cash Patel, RFK Jr., and other people, Kristi Noem, no one's getting their information in on time, and they're not, they're like getting these short sheets, like a paragraph on why they need what they need. And they're like, I need more than this.
Well, you're supposed to be submitting a detailed plan on what the expenditures are and all of that. In the case of RFK Jr., apparently there were 400 items that just had an asterisk.
Cool.
Again, this is the Dog Ate My Homework Administration. Yeah. We're not ready. I don't have it. I didn't know what the assignment was. My pencil broke.
Also, they have to do this by law. This is not even a thing of like, I'll get it to us later. It's some of these people are in violation of the law now because they have to get their budgets to the committee.
Senator Murray asked RFK Jr. about cuts.
Cut. Yep. Yes.
Specifically to Head Start.
Mm-hmm. This is about Head Start, by the way.
The funding of Head Start programs.
This is where her question is going on Head Start. She asked this of RFK Jr., and we have the clip. Calvin, can you play that clip?
So let me ask you about another child care issue. Secretary Kennedy, whose decision was it to withhold child care and development block grant funding?
Senator, I want to point out that in 2021, at the beginning of his administration, President Biden submitted his budget on May. You know what? You made an accusation to me, and I'm going to answer it.
Okay, I appreciate
on May
that.
28th, he submitted his budget. So we're our budget. We're a new administration.
Okay, you can.
Go and I also want to point out.
I have just 2 minutes left. I asked you a specific.
I want to point out something, Senator. You presided here, I think, for 32 years. You presided over the destruction of the health of the American people.
Well, I have
our people are now the
Mr.
sickest
Secretary,
people in the world.
Seriously.
Because you have
Mr.
not
Secretary,
done your job.
Seriously. That is an
what have you done about it? What have
Mr.
you done
Secretary,
about
you're supposed
the epidemic
to answer
of chronic
question.
Disease?
Mr. Secretary,
what have you done about the epidemic
Mr.
of chronic
Secretary,
disease?
Seriously, Madam
Mr. Secretary,
Chairman.
I would ask you to hold back and let the Senator ask the questions.
So ultimately, he said it was my agency's decision, which is the answer to the question that he was asked.
And this is about a 7-minute clip that I brought down to about a minute. And I will put into the show notes the full conversation that was posted on Senator Murray's YouTube page. But like, it's all the classics. I want to, hey, tell us about education and Head Start programs. Well, what about in 2021? We are not talking about President
Biden. We're talking
about
now.
We're talking about right now. You presided over the destruction of the health of this country. What about Head Start?
Well, and again, Bob, this is the agency for which you are responsible. We know these Head Start cuts happened. It happened in Waukesha.
Yep, it did.
A Head Start program that all of a sudden they weren't getting their money. They weren't getting their funding. Rather than just answer the question, who is responsible for this?
Mm-hmm.
He is responsible for this. Yeah. His agency is responsible for this. I'm going to bloviate and talk over you. Mm-hmm. And then ultimately he answers the question anyway.
Yeah.
855-752-4842. Ollie from the Northwoods on the line. Ollie, we've only got about 90 seconds left. Go ahead. Thanks for joining us.
Well, I would like to say that Trump getting his birthday parade and celebrating in front of the veterans after he's cutting their veterans' money is outrageous.
Yeah.
And I think every veteran should give him the salute and not the real salute either.
You know what, though, Ollie? I am with you on that. But unfortunately, the blowback on them would be severe, and I don't want that to happen.
Yeah.
Because it would, unfortunately.
There's always punishment for those who doubt and those who disobey.
Yes.
And he would have no problem. And they would be, those would be traitorous servicemen. They would find a way of vilifying those individuals.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you, Ollie. Appreciate you checking in as always. And I really encourage you to go back to our show notes and watch that whole exchange between Senator Patty Murray and Robert Kennedy Jr. It's really quite something.
It's eye-opening.
We have news coming up next. Stay close. You are listening to Matt and Air on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
a voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
CBS News special report. In Washington, the House Rules Committee took 22 hours but finally approved rules for debate and voting on the massive domestic policy bill. Meanwhile, the House of Representatives has been voting now on a motion to adjourn for the night, which would put off debate and voting on the bill until tomorrow. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries rallied against Republican plans.
The stakes are incredibly high as we stand up for the health care of the American people and all of the things that are being threatened by this dangerous GOP tax scam.
CBS's Erica Brown reports the president pushed for the bill's passage.
President Trump worked to rally support for his bill, calling key Republicans for a meeting at the White House Wednesday afternoon. White House officials say the meeting moved the ball in the right direction and called on Congress to immediately pass this bill.
Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson.
I think it will be one of the most consequential pieces of legislation that Congress has ever passed, and it's going to do great things for every
CBS News.
The tush push stays. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Eagles power play, the tush push, will not be banned. The vote was 22-10, two votes shy of the 24 required to ban the play. The meeting got tense. Eagles owner Jeff Lurie yelling at times in defense of the play. Former center Jason Kelce spoke as well, and a report says it was not the Packers' idea to ban the tush push. Instead, the league had asked Green Bay to introduce the measure. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur, interviewed on the FanDuel Network, asked, can Jair Alexander still be a Pro Bowl defensive back?
Yeah, Ja is a great player. Unfortunately, he's been kind of snake bit the last couple of years, and he's missed a lot of time. And so it's hard to play up to your potential when you're not on the grass. I would say, yeah, I think that's just something that we're working through, and, you know, hopefully we'll have some resolution sooner than later.
Baseball, the Brewers and Pirates scheduled for tonight, but showers in the forecast for Pittsburgh. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Martin Scorsese fans will have a chance to see him on the other side of the camera in a new documentary on Apple TV. Deadline reports that the famous director will be the subject of a docuseries in five parts from director Rebecca Miller. Miller is the daughter of playwright Arthur Miller and married to three-time Oscar winner Daniel Day-Lewis. In the series, Scorsese will talk about his real-life experiences and how they contributed to his masterful filmmaking. James Cameron used the old Bugs Bunny reverse psychology trick in getting Leonardo DiCaprio to sign on to Titanic, according to Deadline. When DiCaprio was considered for the part of Jack Dawson, he wanted Cameron to make the character more conflicted, similar to other roles he had played so well to that point in his career. Cameron didn't want to do that, so he presented Jack Dawson's wholesomeness as yet another challenge to DiCaprio, asking him if he thought he could pull off an unflawed character. DiCaprio took the bait, and history was made. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some showers in the overnight, light north winds, and morning lows in the mid-40s. Some of those showers lingering into early Thursday, otherwise mostly cloudy skies with highs in the mid-50s. Will be completely dry Friday, mostly sunny, once again, mid-50s. Right now, it's 45 degrees.
Matt Nair on air.
The Joint Finance Committee just had four meetings around the state of Wisconsin. The top three things of concern to people were education, health care, and child care. The Republicans stripped all of those things out of Governor Evers' budget. So I'm thinking about going next time just to make sure that they all put their phones down when I'm talking to them, because I have a feeling they're all playing Candy Crush because they're not paying attention to what people are saying.
Catch Matt Nair on air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
I'm as guilty as anybody about this, not talking to real people in person. I'm sorry, I don't believe that texting or video conferencing or any other of that jazz can supplement one-on-one interaction. We as humans need other humans. We need to connect with people. So anyway, that's the public service announcement to start off the week. Get outside and talk to real live humans. You'll feel better.
Catch The Todd Albaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the Doctors in Recital who will sing in the studio. Then Milwaukee-based director, producer, and UW-Milwaukee professor Tate Bunker joins the show. It will feel like a Friday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning and welcome back to Matinee on Air. Jane Matinee, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the Board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us no matter where you are across the state. If you're listening in La Crosse, if you're listening in Hayward, if you're listening in Oshkosh, you can always join us at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We do have Brewers coming up about an hour from now, depending upon where you are listening. Brewers are hosting the Orioles today. Our broadcast starts at 11:35. You want to catch the game, you have to listen to terrestrial radio on WRCE in Richland Center, WISS in Oshkosh, WRJN here in Racine and Kenosha, WCQM in Park Falls, and WBZH in Hayward. The crew hosting the Orioles today. Our broadcast starts at 11:35. Coming up for you tomorrow, busy show. Thursdays always are. Jim Santel will be here from Amicus, a law review. Catch that show every Saturday from 9 to 11 across the network. It's a great, great program.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to ask Jim about habeas corpus and whether or not that's important.
I'm going to ask Jim, hey, you've been a U.S. attorney, over five presidents, served our country, served overseas as an attorney. You really have the... But do you really know what habeas corpus is,
Jim? Are you sure you have the right definition?
Maybe this whole time there was something on the back of the Constitution. You had to
A little X asterisk.
You know how you can write in lemon juice and then show it up to the light? And maybe that's what it was. It's just a tee-hee-hee, that's wrong. Here's the real habeas corpus.
Nicolas Cage is involved.
And the thing is that we're joking about it. We're having a little funnins.
Yeah. It's not funny.
For Jim, it's deadly serious.
It is deadly serious.
It's deadly serious
for all of us.
For all of us. But he's always like, nope, let me explain. I'm sure he has to do that way more than he expected at this point in his life.
But that's why I like talking to Jim.
Yeah.
We are not lawyers. We are lawyer adjacent. That's why we bring on experts to explain things.
Yes.
So Jim Santel will be here tomorrow morning after the 9:30 news. Hour number two, we'll lighten it up a little bit. Brittany Merlot with Weather and Wine, Civic Media meteorologist, will be here to find out if it will ever be summer.
No.
It's going to be nice this weekend, I think. And then Paul Noonan from the Acme Packing Company will talk all things sports coming up tomorrow at 10:35. You pointed out Brewers have been winning.
They've won three whole games, everybody.
Hey, that's good.
Yeah, okay.
We'll take it.
Yeah,
we will take it.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
All right. As we usually do, we try and lighten things up for the last half an hour of the program, which we call Audio Sorbet. A little cleansing for your ears, a little cleansing for your brain, away from the hard news, so we can all just take a little bit of a breath, which I think is important.
So Actually, that was real. Oh.
Here's my question. Would you buy a purse made out of a T-Rex? 855-752-4842. Would you buy a purse, a handbag? Maybe let's even say it's a backpack, so we can open it up even more for men and women.
Would you buy a man purse, or it's called a merce?
Out of T-Rex DNA.
Oh, God.
Because it's a thing.
Oh,
this
so disgusting.
Is a thing from Interesting Engineering, which I read with regularity.
Wait, I'm sorry. Go back. What's the name of the magazine?
It's called Interesting Engineering.
Who named that? I'm sorry.
It was an engineer. It says millions of years old dinosaur DNA to help build world's first T-Rex leather handbag. The process of creating T-Rex leather uses fossilized dinosaur collagen. T-Rex, Tyrannosaurus rex.
Thank you.
One of the biggest and most dangerous land predators to have ever existed. Well, now Genomic Innovators, the organoid company. You may want to relook at that name.
Okay, that also just sounds like an evil corporation in a Marvel comic.
I'm just going to harvest your organs. It'll be fine. The organoid company and sustainable biotechnology firm Lab-Grown Leather have joined forces to develop the world's first T-Rex leather made from using the extinct creature's DNA. Reports suggest this could be available by year's end. And they say that this material will be a high-quality, cruelty-free, well, yes, an eco-friendly alternative to standard leather. So they are using collagen, a protein present in bones, skin, muscles, and other bodily tissues. They are using T-Rex collagen from DNA to make leather so we can make handbags. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. Is this something that speaks to you?
Okay. Well, I have many thoughts, but I really feel like we should name the segment, how is Shizu put it on the live stream. Why? Just why?
Yes, that's a good one, Shizu. We don't know why. Because it's there.
That, you know what? That's Jane, that's exactly the answer. It is not about shoulda, it's about coulda. And can we do it? Yes. Should we do it? I don't know. But we can do it, so why not? This is one of the stupidest things I've ever heard in my life. First of all, organoid, you just made that up.
It says it right here. Organoid company.
Organoid sounds like Keebler elves broke off and started a science lab, okay? And we don't... this whole notion of like cruelty-free. So if you are a person who is about cruelty-free clothing, which is... All your clothing are sustainable from non-animal sources. This is still coming from... For the hardcore people, this is still coming from the DNA of an animal. So it doesn't fit that. It fits cruelty-free because there aren't T-Rexes running around and we're not shooting them for our purses, handbags, and fanny packs.
Yet.
Right? They're about to make a seventh Jurassic Park movie. I feel like it's now just a manual on how to act. But this... We don't need to be doing this. Is not something that's important. This does not need to happen. This is not, there's not such demand for cruelty free products that someone says, let's dig up the DNA collagen of a T-Rex and issue a line of fashion off of it.
When I think about the amount of money it must cost to develop something like this,
yeah,
to research something like this,
yeah,
there isn't something a little bit more valuable, of greater value to humanity in general, than a new purse?
I mean, also that you know, this is gonna... This also begs the question of who is this for? You just said it probably costs a lot of money to...
It's cost millions of dollars.
To mine this DNA.
Right.
To find it, to mine it, to harness it, and to create the product off of it. And then on top of that, you have to design and manufacture them. This is not going to be a handbag of the people. This is not going to be something you can find at Target.
For $25?
This is going to be like probably a $10,000 purse. This is not about a mission of cruelty-free or animal rights. It's a status symbol that people on the red carpet are going to wear. And then we're somehow supposed to care about it? This is stupid. This is absolutely dumb. This money, as you said, imagine, hey, kids, want some free breakfast? Sponsored by the Organoid Company. Hey, kids, would you like a free bicycle or some books? Organoids got you. No, instead, we're doing this.
And I think you make a really interesting and important point that because of the amount of money it costs to research and develop something like this, this is going to be a very expensive product.
Yes.
That is only a certain portion of the population is going to be able to afford, so they can be the first one, as you said, on the red carpet to say, ooh, I have the latest T-Rex bag, do you?
Yeah, and then what we'll see is faux T-Rex It will look like it. It'll feel like it. But it will be the same materials that people use to make faux leather and, you know, all those other and all those products that usually come from animals. But yeah, this is another way. $50. I'll bet $50 that they've already got a wait list for them.
I bet you're right.
And
I mean, when we talk about pricey handbags like Birkin bags.
Which I didn't even know were a thing until you told me.
Oh, Birkin bags can cost upwards of $25,000.
And you can't buy those bags.
You have to, there's a waiting list. Buy a $25,000 handbag made out of some rare ostrich or crocodile or something.
Well, that also, and then see, that's the thing is, you know, why?
As Shiju said, why? Just why?
Why do you feel that your life is complete by owning a piece of something which comes from, especially the rare thing, when you talk about rare things, you know, it doesn't look good to me. It just looks like, oh, you wanted a real super cool animal to die to make your handbag. It's infuriating, and it's also just, it's sad to me. It's sad.
Well, I feel the same way about people who hunt endangered species. I don't get it.
No.
That's not my thing.
Yeah.
CEO of the organoid company.
Steve Organoid?
Thomas Mitchell.
Oh, I was way off.
Says, quote, "This project is a remarkable example of how we can harness cutting-edge genome and protein engineering to create entirely new materials by reconstructing and optimizing ancient protein sequences. We can design T-Rex leather, a biomaterial inspired by prehistoric biology, and clone it into a custom-engineered cell line," unquote.
Hey, Jane, remember in the last hour I was talking about Elon Musk and the curse of the stupid who have to use big words to sound smart?
Mm-hmm.
Here's another example.
Thomas Mitchell.
When you ask someone a simple question of why and they have to go into corporate speak to do it, this is what I'm talking about. You just want to make money. You just want to say, hey, make dinosaur bags. And you don't really care beyond that.
And I also want to know what happens if you spill water on it, because that could lead to a whole other set of problems.
What if you feed it after midnight?
855-752-4842. Brian from Milwaukee is on the line. Brian, are you in line for a T-Rex handbag?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I got, you know, $25,000 to spend.
Laying around.
I mean, well, that's just the big thing that came to my mind. I mean, one, I would never pay for a luxury like that. I just think it's stupid. But just think about that money that can be used for something good.
Yep.
Yes.
You know, especially today's day and age, so many people are hurting and, you know, so much is in need,
mm-hmm.
you know. But, oh, like, hey, we got $25,000 laying around to buy a dinosaur.
Yeah, well, it's kind of like what we were saying. You know, research is expensive and it's time consuming. And, again, it's your money. I guess you can research what you want. You can develop what you want. But like you said, Brian, with all of the problems we have in this country, with all of the societal ills and all of the diseases and everything, that those that could use more research dollars instead.
This is what we're doing.
This is what we decide to do.
All about coulda, not shoulda.
Anyway, if you ever want to contact Thomas Mitchell and give him some suggestions or rename his company, the organoid company, not good, Thomas. It's just, it's not good. Thank you, Brian. Appreciate you checking in. Stay close. When we return, we're going to wrap it all up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing, Toe No Edition. You're listening to Matt Nair on air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Wherever you are in Wisconsin, there's a free and confidential Aging and Disability Resource Center, ADRC, or Tribal Partner Agency. We're here for older adults, adults with disabilities, and your families. ADRCs are a bridge to support for benefits and financial assistance, transportation, in-home care, and more. Get to know your local ADRC and connect with resources today. Call toll-free 1-844-WIS-ADRC or go to findmyadrc.org. Paid for by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Keeping you connected to your local community with good news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's a hit. Milwaukee Brewers baseball cards are being shared in several communities across the state. The partnership is with police officers in Green Bay, La Crosse, Kenosha, Milwaukee, and Madison, and meant to be an icebreaker between the cops and kids. Here's Brewers President of Business Operations, Rick Schlesinger.
Eventually want to do it to more than just the major cities. We're trying to get around the state as best we can and to sort of engage with our friends around the state. We're a statewide team. We're not just a Milwaukee team.
So see an officer, ask for your own comic book style baseball cards featuring all your favorite Brewers players. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Because probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Sweet Galby on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. Call or text, the number is the same, 855-752-4842. You can leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Again, coming up tomorrow, it's Thursday. Jim Santel will be here to talk all things legal. We will talk all things sports in hour number two with Paul Noonan and Civic Media meteorologist. That she does meteor things. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot will be. Words are hard. Okay. It's Wednesday. Words are hard. Words are hard. Brittany will be here tomorrow in hour number two as well to find out if and when it's ever going to warm up. We have another one more day of a beautiful October day. It does. It feels like yesterday it felt like October.
Yeah.
Rainy and windy and all those things. But I think tomorrow, I think we might finally start getting a little bit better. I did want to share this. Lori from Hayward texted this in. Jane, I would like to encourage people to watch Rachel Maddow. From May 19th, she shows a huge Serbian protest against their leader who's trying to get a Trump Tower built at the site of their national monument buildings that were bombed by NATO. This huge protest helped put a stop to that. And that is what America needs. Protests bigger than we've ever seen before. That's from Lori. Again, encouraging folks to check out Rachel Maddow from May 19th. It's getting a little late, 10:54, Calvin. That means it's time for
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
And if you have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. This is from HuffPost. David Moy with the byline. The headline reads, video of crazy tote truck incident goes viral because, as noted, it's crazy. There's a video element to this, which we will include in the show notes.
Yep.
And you can find the show notes by going to civicmedia.us, click on shows, go to Matt Nair on Air. There's an archive of at least 100 previous episodes. Mm-hmm. Greg does a really good job of including articles we talked about and different links within the show notes. So check out today's show notes so you can take a look at this video. This did not go well. Monday afternoon, a Saab broke down on the I-610 loop around Houston. I've been on that loop. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. Seriously, people in Houston drive like crazy people. So car breaks down. Driver called his girlfriend to help tow it because they could not afford a towing company. The couple decided to use a chain. So she shows up with a chain, ties it to her car. They tie it to the Saab. Unfortunately, at some point, an axle on the Saab broke, causing it to swerve back and forth between freeway lanes. I mean, violently swerving back and forth. Ken Collins, who saw the terrifying tow job, said it was like losing control. I heard when his tire blew out, and then there was just lots of swerving. Video taken by a storm chaser shows how it looked to drivers on the road. It is, without a doubt, absolutely terrifying.
I don't understand how anyone could have continued to drive around that. I would have pulled to the side and just waited.
Immediately. Or you slow down to 10 miles an hour.
Yep. I've done that too. Like, I've never seen anything like this, but just people who are, you can tell they're on their phone right now or they're just not paying the best attention. I will slow down. I will take my foot off the gas and just let them be way ahead because I don't want to be around
anything.
That is, I saw the video. Insanity.
Yeah, it's terrifying. Eventually, the two cars did stop on a feeder road. A woman came out of the SUV. A man exited the blue Saab with the broken axle. A guy who was watching said, this was crazy. I thought they were going to get into a fight. I thought he was going to jump on the driver, yelling at the lady. He struck his hood. The woman trying to talk to the man, but the guy witnessing it said he didn't want to hear anything of it. He was like, you messed up my car. You messed up my car. Still unclear why the two drivers decided to pull the Saab from the back. So they hooked up the chain to the back.
There's no version of this that would have went well unless they had something of a towing system on their car. If they're not calling a tow truck, then what do you expect? And you don't get to get mad at her. I have a feeling that chaining the car to your car, to her car, wasn't her idea.
I think you're right. However, one person said the woman driving the SUV did appear to be laughing throughout the incident. So maybe that probably didn't help.
Got to have a good sense of humor on things like this.
Take a look at the video. Check out the show notes. Oof. That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Thank you, Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers and everyone across Civic Media. Without you, absolutely nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It means the world. I hope you find some joy today, even if it's just a little bit, and you have the chance to share it. We have news coming up next. Tom Hartman takes over from 11 to 2. Todd Alba with a little What's Worse coming up.
Oh, I love What's
Worse. I do too, from 2 to 4 p.m. And the incredible award-winning Maggie Dawn from 4 to 6 p.m. Pete Schwabba wrapping it all up tonight with Nightlight from 6 to 8 o'clock. So I hope you can keep it right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano in Washington, where one Israeli diplomat and one Israeli embassy staff member were killed in a shooting tonight near the Jewish Museum, according to Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem. WUSA-TV's Alexis Wainwright is at the scene.
Multiple agencies, including D.C. Police, FBI, and U.S. Capitol Police are here on scene. We've also seen heavily armed law enforcement, some with long guns, and we've also seen police chief Pamela Smith here on scene, and a lot more activity around the Capitol Jewish Museum.
Sources said the shooting appears to have been a targeted attack. Two people familiar with the investigation said a suspect believed to be the shooter is in custody. Israel's ambassador to the UN, Danny Dannon, called the murders a depraved act of anti-Semitic terrorism. Nearby on Capitol Hill, after 22 hours, the House Rules Committee finally reported out the rules for debate and vote on the massive Republican